Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 84. This is the show where we go wabbit hunting in the App Store for wabbits, but also for handy news apps and tips and tricks, and try not to get acquired by Facebook in the process, which is, like, really, really, really hard to do. I'm Sarah Lane, your guide to all things iOS. Vamanos. Number one. So I completely, totally, 100% hate email. I hate it, and I can't keep up with it. I've stopped trying, although one of the only newsletters I actually look forward to in my inbox is from the team at Medium, who round up a weekly collection of popular posts made on Medium, which is a publishing platform. The nice thing about Medium is that the content can be about anything, anything at all. You could write a story, I could write one. It's the tool that a lot of well-written stuff comes out of. So why am I talking about it now? You know why, because Medium is now an iPhone app. This is a much nicer way, I think, to read through collections of stories based on themes from some really big name authors, and then obviously talented people that you've never heard of, but probably should have. You sign in with Twitter, and then you can develop a personalized reading list based on what you've read in the past and recommendations from people that you know and favorite authors. Then you can bookmark and share your favorite stories as well. Now, I know that I shouldn't say what I'm about to say out loud because I do host a show called iPad Today, but I read long-form content more and more on my iPhone, and it's not just because it's always with me. Sometimes I actually feel like the small form factor helps me focus. Does that make sense? It's a little weird, but maybe I'm not alone here. In any case, the Medium app is really lovely. I'm very happy with it, and I guarantee you, the next time you feel like you're just out of app enthusiasm and want to get lost in some stories, give this one a try. And it's free, too. Number two. So the whole anonymous thing in social media is really getting interesting. So you've got apps like Secret, we've talked about it in the past, where people are anonymously posting supposed secrets to friends and friends of friends. By the way, I've totally lost interest in that app, but I won't deny that it's a phenomenon of sorts. Then you've got the whole ephemeral messaging movement. That's the whole temporary data, like a Snapchat image, that only lasts for a few seconds and is never saved anywhere. You put those two concepts together, and you have an app called Banter, which is kind of like an old message board model where you chat online with people that you don't know about subjects that you're all interested in. So you can join a conversation on food or sports or whatever and just jump right in and start talking. The twist is that unlike the message boards of yore, Banter only keeps public messages for 24 hours and then they disappear and there's no archive and there's no search. So the idea is chat right now. When you're done, there's no history, nothing to organize. So I think Banter's kind of got a cool idea. They're trying to create a place where people can talk about stuff that they like and not worry about their identities or that conversation that might come back to haunt them. But the quality of conversation on Banter is pretty bad. I've been spending some time there and there's nothing good going on. The app is also a little confusing. I can start a private chat with contacts, but who are my contacts? And then that wouldn't really be anonymous because I would be choosing them. I just don't really see this particular app being the place that I come back to for camaraderie with my peers, even if it's anonymous. But the app is new, started at South by Southwest or around that time. So maybe this is just a first pass. We'll keep an eye out for updates. Number three, we got a duh tip from LeoMac73 on Twitter, who writes, iOS 7.1 tip. When you put a timer, you can see it now in the lock screen underneath the real clock. Even though that's worded a little bit weirdly, I got it. You're right, Leo. It's a good little trick there. So if you want to check the timer periodically, I don't know, maybe you've got a roast in the oven or something, but you don't want to keep your phone unlocked and constantly checking the clock app, no problemo, friendo. K-O-R-S. Number four. So Dan, our friend in Romania of all places, passed along a very handy little app for those of us who constantly communicate with certain contacts, girlfriend, boyfriend, parent, either by phone, call, or text, and want to separate that communication into its very own app. Sound good? Yes. It's called Tact, and for $1.99, it lets you add contacts directly to your home screen and then associate an action, like calling or texting or emailing, with that contact. It's basically working as a home screen shortcut. You're not actually creating an app, but it looks that way. So let's say I call my mom twice a week. Not really true, but I should probably call her more often. I can create a shortcut for her with Intact by pulling up her contact information, choosing phone call, then I can pick an image, name the action, and voila, she's right on my home screen. I've separated her out from all the other phone calls and texts that I'm making throughout the day. I absolutely love Tact. It's really nice. It's easy to use. Handy stuff. At first, I thought it was sort of a Launch Center Pro clone, but it's actually a quicker shortcut, but for contacts specifically. Launch Center Pro is an action shortcut tool that's actually a lot more robust than what we're doing here. That's also worth looking at, by the way. We did, back in episode 62, a little review of Launch Center if you want to go back over that again. So thanks for the recommendation, Dan, and say hi to Dracula. Finally, number five, we got a duh tip from David, which would have been helpful to me last weekend. David writes, if you have your flashlight on and you want to turn it off from the lock screen, just tap the camera icon in the lower right corner. This will save you a swipe up to open the control panel. All right, so the reason that I say it could have helped me last weekend was that my friend lost her iPhone at a dance club. And then she wanted to use my iPhone and my flashlight to search the floor for like 3 hours. It was like very annoying to everybody around us, except that every time that she'd get discouraged and then give it back to me, I'd have to swipe up, access the control panel, turn off the flashlight, and I was getting dirty looks because it's very bright in a dark club. So truly a duh tip for the ages. Ah, one more thing before we go. We got an email that is in reference to last week when we had a viewer who had lost his camera app. Got an email about this. Email goes, the guy wrote in about how he lost his camera app. One thing he forgot to mention is that it could be possible that the camera was shut off in the restriction settings. I know you suggested that he could reset his settings and that might bring it back, but that would also reset the rest of his settings. Hope this helps. From Rich Woods in Westbury, New York. Thank you, Rich. I think probably that's what happened. If for any reason your camera app is missing, you may have turned it off in restrictions. Now, I know the show goes by real fast, but don't worry. We do it every week, and all of our show notes live forever in perpetuity at twit.tv/i5. App links, subscription links, they're all at twit.tv/i5. You can also email us at i5@twit.tv. Thanks for all the emails that we get each week. It really helps us make a great show. Leave us a voicemail as well if you want to talk. 614 on i5 is the voicemail number. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. We appreciate you watching us each week, so all feedback is good. I'm Sarah Lane. This is i5 for the iPhone, and I'm done talking now. Hasta la vista, baby. I'll be back.